Abby, you know, this is sermon time. What's going on?
Well, it is sermon time, and you do tell jokes before the sermon. So I figured I'd try and tell some good ones for once.
What? Oh, so this is a joke off.
I think so.
Ladies first, then.
All right. Young Ernie and his family were invited to Easter Sunday lunch at his grandmother's house. Everyone was seated around the table as the food was being served. When Ernie received his plate, he started eating straight away. "Ernie, wait until we say grace," his father demanded. "I don't have to," the five-year-old replied. "Of course you do, Ernest," his mother insisted, rather forcefully. "We always say prayer before eating at our house." "That's our house," Ernie explained. "But this is Grandma's house, and she knows how to cook."
That's okay. All right, here's my installment. What do you get if you pour hot water down a rabbit hole? Hot cross bunnies. All right, top that one.
I'm pretty sure I can. One Easter, a priest and a taxi driver both died and went to heaven. St. Peter was at the pearly gates waiting for them. "Come with me," said St. Peter to the taxi driver. The taxi driver did as he was told and followed St. Peter to a mansion. It had everything you could imagine, from a bowling alley to an Olympic-sized swimming pool. "My word, thank you," said the taxi driver. Next, St. Peter led the priest through a rough old shack with a bunk bed and a little old television set. "Wait a second, I think you're a little mixed up," said the priest. "Shouldn't I be the one who gets the mansion? After all, I was a priest and went to church every day and preached God's word." "That's true," St. Peter rejoined. "But during your sermons, people slept. When the taxi driver drove, everyone prayed."
Okay, all right, my second one. You be the judge. What do you call a rabbit with fleas? Bugs Bunny. All right, give it your best shot for your last one. I've got a winner.
I think I already shot you down. A little boy and his mother, shopping for Easter candies and decorations, ran into their minister in the store. Mom and Reverend exchanged a little chit-chat. Then the Reverend looked at little Johnny and said, "So, what are you up to today?" "Oh," Johnny said, "we're getting ready for Easter." Seeing the opportunity, the Reverend replied, "Oh, really? Just what exactly is Easter anyway? Do you know what happened on Easter?" Little Johnny looked at the Reverend a little offended. "Of course I know what Easter is. It's when Jesus went to Jerusalem and he rode a donkey and they waved palms at him." "That's right, go on," said the Reverend. "And he got in trouble and he was beat up and yelled at and then they nailed him on the cross and then he died." "Very good, Johnny. What happened next?" "Well, then they put him in a tomb and they put a big rock in front of it, but 3 days later he got raised and got out of there." "Johnny, that's great," said the Reverend. "Pleased to know that his Sunday school program works so well." "But that's not all," said Johnny. "Oh," said the Reverend, "what else?" "Well, the rock got rolled back, and he stepped out, and he looked around, and if he sees his shadow, there's 6 more weeks of winter."
Okay, this is my third one. Why shouldn't you tell an Easter egg a joke? It might crack up.
You should have stopped while you were still behind.
Hey, I'm going to figure out, wait, who did better, Gabby? Me? Good, good. All right, hey, thank you, Gabby. We appreciate this. Hey, these jokes are not just here because it's April Fool's. I hope you all realize what day this is. This is kind of rich in symbolism. We share these jokes because we can celebrate. We can celebrate the joy that comes from the life that we share in Jesus Christ. You know, that first Easter, can you imagine they must have thought it was an April Fool's joke. When Mary Magdalene went running from the tomb back to where the disciples were hiding to tell them Jesus wasn't there, that he was empty, the grave was empty, the tomb was empty, and he was gone, and that she met him. In fact, they didn't believe her. They did not believe her sharing the story. They did not believe that Jesus rose from the grave. They must have thought it was an April Fool's joke. But this is what resurrection's all about. So in this year 2018, let's take another look. Look in the tomb and look at it from a critical viewpoint. Let's look at it and see, are the facts there present for us to believe? This is like we're reading a book in book club. It's called Crime Scene Jerusalem. So I'm going to make you part of the CSI team, okay? And we're going to look at this to look in the tomb and say, is this an April Fool's joke? Or is this the new reality God has for us? First and foremost, let's look at the tomb. The fact that it's empty is an attested fact. They could have solved this whole problem the day after Easter. You know that. They could have gone to the tomb, produced the body of Jesus, and said, look, everything they're saying in the streets, all that these apostles, these disciples are saying is wrong because we have the body of Jesus. The reason why they couldn't go to the tomb to do that, the reason why they couldn't produce the body of Jesus, he rose from the grave. So because of that, we know that the resurrection is not a joke because they could not produce a body. Now let's look at the disciples. Remember, we're doing the crime scene investigation. The disciples did not expect him to come back to life. I have to tell you, on Christmas morning, I'm one of those who's up. I'm up at the crack of dawn. I'm waiting to go down and open presents because you know why? I'm expecting good presents. From the time I was little all the way up until my kids were older, I'm first up. I could never figure out why as teenagers they weren't awake. I would go in and say, it's 6 a.m. Are we not going to open presents? What's going on? My poor wife had to keep me from waking them up. And the reason for it, I knew good things were coming. So if you're expecting this, the resurrection, and you're one of those apostles, guess where you're going to be? On that third day, you're going to be camped outside watching that tomb. You're going to be expecting him to pop out any moment. Proof. They did not believe he would rise from the grave, which is such an unusual and amazing fact. Because they were not expecting it, they didn't steal the body. Because they were not expecting it, adds incredible depth to the story, depth of believability. Because that's exactly what all of us would have done. We wouldn't have believed it either. We wouldn't have believed it was possible. So we'd have sat back in our room, realizing that that rabbi we followed is dead and gone. End of story. Sad event. Their disbelief, the fact that they were not anticipating it, lends credence to this story. And so because of the apostles' disbelief, we know the resurrection is no joke. Now, we start with that disbelief, but remember, he appeared to many people. He started with Mary Magdalene, and by the way, they didn't believe her. In that day and time, a woman's testimony was not considered valid. Did y'all know that? She could not have testified in a court to be able to say, I saw Jesus rise from the grave. She went and told the men, and the men thought that these were women's tales. Oh my goodness, please don't do that today. If your significant female friend, daughter, etc., mother, tells you something, just say yes, dear. Otherwise, you're in serious trouble. But Peter and them, they're like, it's impossible. They had to go check it out for themselves. And then Jesus appeared to Cleopas later that day and a friend. Jesus then appeared to the 12 or the 11 in an upper room, not only once but twice. And then he appeared to a large outdoor gathering of over 500 people. And I have to tell you, folks, if this isn't proof enough, there's nothing I'm going to tell you that will be proof. I told you that we had an Easter carnival there yesterday and that we hid over 1,500 eggs outside. And I have attested proof to that. The helping hands put them all together, right? We counted them. And you believe that, whereas the resurrection of Jesus Christ, over 500 people saw him, the last of which was the Apostle Paul. That eyewitness proof leads us to believe that the resurrection is no joke. So this is our new reality, that the resurrection is real, that it happened. So what are we going to do about it now? Realize because Jesus is alive right now, whatever you're going through, good and bad, Jesus is the answer to that. Let me tell you a story. It was in school, And they were doing math class. And a little boy was asked, what's 2 plus 2? His answer, Jesus. Teacher thought, that's kind of weird. What's 8 minus 4? His answer, Jesus. She decided a third time to ask this little boy, okay, what's 12 divided by 2? His answer is Jesus. And she said, I don't get it. Why are you answering Jesus to everything? To which the little boy said, well, in Sunday school, we learned that Jesus is the answer to all of life's questions, and I'm using him to answer all of your questions. Now, I share that with you, because if you are down in the dumps, Jesus is the answer. If you have doubt, he's the one you go to. If you don't know what tomorrow will hold, you hang on to him. If you're wondering what to do with the betrayal of a friend, you go through Jesus. He shows you what to do with the betrayal of a friend. How about the loss of a loved one? Jesus knows what that feels like. Go to Jesus. So all of your questions in your life are answered in this new reality, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. All we have to do is rest in him, to trust him. One last final CSI example. These 11 followers who were scared to death to camp out at the tomb because they didn't believe it, turned into brave proclaimers. So brave that they were willing to go to death in order to proclaim Jesus as Savior, as a risen Lord. The death, some of them died on a cross. Some were flailed alive. Some were drugged through the streets, city streets. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you one thing. No one dies those horrible deaths for a lie. No one. They knew Jesus rose from the grave. They met him. He changed their reality. And they were willing to do whatever was necessary to proclaim Jesus as Savior, Lord of all. That's our new reality because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let's go to God in prayer. Thank you, wonderful God, for the amazing way our lives have been touched by you. And thank you for this day and every Sunday that we celebrate this new reality, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're grateful that through Jesus hanging on the cross, our sins are forgiven. And through Jesus rising from the grave, we have the power to overcome those sins. Thank you, Lord God, for our Savior, the answer to our lives. And it is in his name we pray. Amen.